council meeting for December 23rd. If everybody would stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Remain standing for prayer.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body, God's day and the future as well. Amen.
We have a roll call.
Mr. Mayor.
Here.
Mr. Brink.
Here.
Vice President Brown.
Here.
Mr. Chapman.
Here.
Mr. Clark.
Here.
President Rose.
Here.
Mr. Salters.
Here.
Mr. Sebring.
Here.
Okay, next is adoption of the agenda.
Make a motion to adopt agenda.
Second.
Got a motion by Councilman Sebring, second by Councilman Chapman to adopt the agenda as presented.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, next is approval of minutes from the December 9th meeting.
Make a motion to approve minutes.
Second.
Motion by Councilman Sebring, second by Councilman Brown to approve December 9th meeting minutes.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
Okay, petitions, memorials, remonstrances.
Mayor, according to the rules, we need to have an organizational meeting on the first Monday in January, which would be January the 6th. So I propose that meeting to be Monday, January the 6th, starting at 6 o'clock.
I might add to that you need to, you have two RDC appointments that need to be
filled.
No, 6.
Okay.
So I don't know if you want to make, do that at that
6.
Meeting or?
No, we'll probably do that at our regular meeting.
Okay. Anything else?
Just to re-extend an invitation to everyone for the 6th annual New Year's Eve Watermelon Drop. Tell your friends to see you on CNN Live.
At 6.
We have a few watermelon costumes, by the way, if anyone would like to dress as son of melon or daughter of melon. Then we could get that to you. I don't see any takers, but they are.
We saw you in the watermelon outfit last year, Mayor.
Okay. Anything else? If not, we'll move on to committee reports. Public safety, Councilman Chapman.
No report.
Environmental management, Councilman Clark.
We did have a meeting, but I think most of it was just paying our bills correctly.
Budget and finance, Councilman Brown.
No report.
Planning, zoning, community development, Councilman Brink.
No report, sir.
Tourism, promotion of the city, Councilwoman Rose.
No report.
Legislative review, Councilman Sebring.
No report.
City services, Councilman Salters.
No report.
Okay, do we have a report of any city officers? Being none, we'll move to old business. First up is ordinance 33-2013, amending chapter 75 parking schedule. You passed the first reading on the 9th.
Make a motion to have second reading on ordinance 33-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman to have second reading of ordinance 33-2013.
Ordinance 33-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending Chapter 75 parking schedules.
Okay, any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Nope.
Okay, second reading of ordinance 33-2013 passes by a vote of 6-1.
Make a motion to have third and final reading on ordinance 33-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to have third and final reading of ordinance 33-2013.
Ordinance 33-2013, an ordinance of the Common Council of the City of Vincennes, Indiana, amending Chapter 75, parking schedules, Section 1.
Any discussion?
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
No.
Third and final reading of ordinance 33-2013 passes with a vote of 6-1. Move on to new business. Resolution 25-2013, transfer of funds, animal control.
Make a motion to read and approve Resolution 25-2013.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Chapman, to read ordinance or Resolution 25-2013.
Resolution 25-2013, transfer resolution containing Section 1, 2, and 3, $2,500 for full-time animal control account, building maintenance account.
Any discussion?
I just want to say, administration came to us last meeting and asked for a resolution versus ordinance on this, simply because of the time frame that we're in. This is the last meeting of the year, so I absolutely concur with that, and thank you for the administration for coming to us with that and explaining.
We are obviously $2,500 and the negative on our building maintenance fund, so we have the extra money in our full-time animal control slot, so we would like to move that money so that we can not be in a negative balance starting at the new year.
Anything else?
Call for the question.
Thank you.
Is the question on the $2,500?
Right.
Mr. Brink?
Yes.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
No.
No. Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Mr. Sebring?
Yes.
And Resolution 25-2013 passes with a 6-1 vote. Next is the claims.
Make a motion to pay claims in the amount of $374,079.39.
Second.
Motion by President Rose, second by Councilman Sebring, to pay the claims in the amount of $374,079.39. Discussion.
Call for the question.
Mr. Brink?
Yep.
Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Mr. Chapman?
Yes.
Mr. Clark?
Yes.
Ms. Rose?
Yes.
Mr. Salters?
Yes.
Yes.
And the claims are paid by a vote of 7-0. We have nothing else, so the motion to adjourn.
Motion to adjourn.
We are adjourned.